slow down, slow down, be still. Be still and wait on the Spirit of the Lord. Slow down and hear His voice. And know that He is God. Slow down, slow down, be still, be still, and wait on the Spirit of the Lord. Slow down and hear His voice. Hear His voice and know that He God. And know that He is God. We have this special time today that we're going to be seeing lives baptized for the name of Jesus. And I just wanted to kind of take some time this morning just with some songs to ask ourselves, just remind ourselves, no matter how many baptisms you've seen, if it's your first or it's your 100th, do you believe what's happening here today is something that God is present and it's eternal? Do we believe God, right? Jesus said in John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you really believe it, right? He wants to get us to stop and pause and say, yeah, you know what? I believed it when I was 15. I want to lock in and say, do I believe it when I'm 25? Do I believe it when I'm 35? Do I believe it when I'm 45, right? Do I believe it? Do you believe this morning that Jesus truly has the ability to cleanse you from every sin you've ever been committed? Not just the ones you're willing to say to other people, but the ones that in your mind you think, if people knew that about me, they wouldn't love me anymore. They wouldn't be my friend. God has said, I will separate your sin from you as far as the east is from the west. But you have to believe you're a sinner. And you have to believe that that's why Jesus Christ came, because Jesus said, I have come to save sinners. I didn't come to pat good people on the back, because none of us deserve it, right? What do we read? We read in Isaiah that all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us has turned our own way. The Lord has laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. Paul says, there's none righteous, no, not one, right? Not one of us. But God displayed His love toward us in that while Vince McDonald was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. And so the question first leans on, right, that sense of humbling yourself before the Lord. Are you willing to? And say, Lord God, I'm helpless without you. As a matter of fact, it's my sin that put you on the cross. The city was Jerusalem. time was long ago. The people called him Jesus. The crime was the love he showed. I'm the one to blame. I caused all his pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. He brought me love that only he could give, and I gave him cause to cry. And though he taught me how to live, I taught him how to die. Oh, and I'm the one to blame. I caused all his pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. He could have called his holy father. He could have said, take me away. Please take me away. I'm not guilty, and I'm not gonna stay. I'm not gonna pay. But he walked right through the gates, and then up on that hill. As he fell beneath that heavy weight, he cried, Father, not my will. I'm the one to blame. I caused all his pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. I'm the one to blame. I caused all his pain. He gave himself the day he wore my crown. You know, it's one thing to stop and realize, oh God, I'm a sinner. But I've met people who are so convinced they're a sinner that they believe that they don't deserve to be forgiven. I don't know where you are today. Maybe you're watching online, but to know in your heart, there's only one person who deserves all of your trust. Only one. And it's Jesus Christ. We love each other in this room. I can't do anything. I'm looking at my youngest daughter right here. I can't do anything to defeat death for Natalie. If it weren't for Jesus, Natalie, because she's a sinner, would be lost forever, and I would too, and I couldn't help her in all of her cries. But Jesus, what are we told? There is salvation in no other name. And I want you to just think about that this morning and ask yourself, do I believe when he said, I've come to give my life a ransom, that he came to do it for me? Just Fix your eyes on the cross behind me and consider there's only one person there hanging. From miles around, they came to see him. This man named Jesus, who did wonders in their sight. Yes, how the crowds, they gathered round him to see a miracle, how they pressed him day and night. But all alone he died, all alone he cried, all alone he said, Father, forgive them. See him on that tree, he's hanging. Took my place. Yes, how the news, it spread about him when he fed 5,000 and when he made the blind man see. Oh, how they came, driven by selfish ambition. Let's make him our king so he can bring us prosperity. But all alone he died. It was all alone he cried. All alone he said, Father, forgive them. See him on that tree. He's hanging there for me. All alone, my Savior. All alone, my Savior. All alone, my Savior. He took my place. Do you believe that with your heart? Have you come to a place in your life where you've said, Lord, only you. All my trust is in you. If you haven't, you can do it right now, right where you're sitting. I'm not going to single you out. You're not going to have to get up and do anything. Right where you sit, you can simply say, Lord God, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. I believe that I'm a sinner. Oh God, I'm a lost sheep. Doesn't matter if I'm living better than my neighbor or if I'm in the top 60%. There's no one who's righteous. Oh God, I believe that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross as payment for my sin. And I'm not going to be living perfect from here on, but I know this. He is my perfect Savior. I put all my faith and trust in Jesus. I believe he died on the cross for me. I believe he rose again. Oh, God, save me. Won't you pray that right now, wherever you are? Because when you pray it, and if you have, Jesus makes something very clear. He says, greater love is no man than a man who gives his life for his friends. And he says, if you put your faith in me, you are my friend. And if so, let's stand together, because we're going to celebrate that. Let's sing, I am a friend of God. Who am I that you are mindful of me? that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Hallelujah.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. I am a friend of God.
Please be seated. You know, when we say that, I'm a friend of God, the next thing I ask myself is, do I believe him? Do I believe him when he says, do you believe this? Do you believe me? Do you believe him when he says, as my friend, trust me, I will never leave you or forsake you. As my friend, Jesus says, I will be with you always. And sometimes we find ourselves struggling, like the psalmist. You read some of the Psalms and they say, where are you, God? You see what I'm going through? Do you see the struggling? Maybe it's physical that you've been battling. Maybe you're just almost at the end of your rope physically. Like, Lord, if you don't do something for me soon physically, I don't know. I may start questioning whether you're there, right? Maybe it's physical pain. Maybe for you it's relationship. You just are saying, Lord, are you there? I'm hurting so bad. I'm aching so much. Maybe you've lost a loved one. And you're just, the grief. Lord, are you here with me in this? I don't know what you're all carrying today. I don't know what's weighing heavy on you. I don't know who has hurt you. I don't know who has let you down. I don't know if it's you. And you've said, I'm done with myself. You know, you can have on the out, right? Now I'm going to forget his name, the actor on Friends who just passed away. Matthew Perry. And passed away probably, he was very honest about it, was never happy sitting alone. And so it was alcohol. It was pain meds. And his life ended at age 54, right? One of the greatest singers I've ever heard, Karen Carpenter, could never see how God saw her. Could never see how much God loved her. All she could see in the mirror was somebody not worth loving. Could never see that right there in her moment, he's here with you, my friend. When you think you can't take anymore, you faced your final closed door, all alone in your dark. Cry out to God and await his loving reply. When your plans, they all fall at your feet, you feel you've finally been beat, all alone in your dark. Cry out to him and await his loving reply. Sing a hymn that was One of Elvis's favorites, as a matter of fact, the gospel singers who sang with Elvis, they would say often after concerts, he would just want to sit and sing gospel songs. And they said he usually could not get through this song without crying. We're going to just sing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." As you sit here, you feel free to sing. But if you just want to talk to God, you talk to God. If you just want to put your head in your head in your hands and just cry, you do that. But you tell the Lord, "Lord, as you move through this place, please, oh God, don't pass over me." Let's sing this song. Just stay seated. Third verse is a cappella. Third verse.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
We believe that he can save us from our sin. We believe that he can forgive us from anything and he can give us eternal life. We believe that he doesn't just wait for us in heaven. He stays by our side. He's here with you today. Do I really believe and am I living each moment? I'm not, because I forget. But what I mean is, each moment are we trying to keep ourselves focused on the fact, do I believe that when I do breathe my last breath? And it could be in 5 minutes that I'm going to literally see Jesus. You know, we were at home yesterday, Greta and I. We were listening to Neil Diamond, good stuff. And his one song, right? The story of my life, right? It's easy to see. He says, it starts the day you came and it ends the day you leave. He's singing, obviously, to a person. It's a beautiful song. And as he's singing it, Greta's listening. Greta said, oh, it just came out of her. Oh, my heart still feels for Kathleen, right? That Bruce has been taken out of her daily life. And when Greta says that, I know she's thinking about a lot of you, that I know you've lost that person. But for the believer, if the story of my life was Greta, well, yeah, it would, you know, there's that leaving part humanly, right? But for the believer, the story of our life isn't one of our family members. The story of our life is Jesus. It starts the day you came, and it ends the day you leave. And he says, well, that's good, because I never am, right? In John 14, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And it could be today. A lot happening over there in the Holy Land preparing. But it may be that he calls me today. And I'll be with him face to face. See, do you believe that? Do I believe that? I can tell you, it slips out of my mind, but I got to tell you, when I stop, yes, I do. I believe if I don't finish this next song, I'm okay. I'm going to be with Jesus, okay? And so, if you want to know where I'm a-going, where I'm a-going soon. If you want to know where I'm a-going, where I'm a-going soon. I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. I can take the pain, I can take the rain, because he's made it plain, I'm gonna be with him. Only by his grace, I will run this race, until I see my Savior face to face.
I'm going up yonder.
And that really should change how we view things. Hey, look at them. Look what they're doing. Hey, what's happening? Hey, look what they're doing. Listen, it's not going to matter when you breathe your last how many likes you had on your social media. It's not going to matter whether Democrats liked you or Republicans liked you. Someday I will see my Jesus. Someday I will see my friend. Someday I will see my Jesus. I will be with him when my life ends. Someday I will see my Jesus. Someday I will see my friend. Someday I will see my Jesus. I will be with him when my life ends. But don't you know, they say this world is getting worse and worse. Another conflict every day. Greed and violence, they are all around us. So does serving Jesus really pay? Oh, but someday I will see my Jesus. Someday I will see my friend. Someday I will see my Jesus. I will be with him when my life ends. But can't you see? It's the pressure. It gets too tough on me. Sometimes I feel I must give in. Man prosper. I wonder, might it pay the sin? But you know, someday I will see my Jesus. Someday I